it up. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, we were talking about before we went to break, part of the beginning of this insanity and discriminatory movement on Republicans' parts to take away the rights of many people in this country to vote by all sorts of shenanigans. You know, you talked about the photo ID and all of those things. It has morphed, not just with the photo ID, Joe. They clearly have a sinister plan that they are going to control, you know, this nation, and that this nation is has headed in the wrong direction, and it's really taken away rights for many whites in this country, and now we want to take it back, and that's what's at the root of all of this foolishness. And I got to tell you, Joe, some of us who live in this country, especially those of us who grew up during the civil rights struggle and saw what this nation was and the ugly time in this nation's past, and, you know, don't want to see that come back, and are going to fight tooth and nail to not allow these people, many of them who call themselves Republicans, to take us back to those ugly times of the past.
Well, but the problem is, I agree, and Republicans right now, the leader for the Republican nomination for president in 2024 is still Donald Trump.
Right.
That's a person that lost the presidential election by 7 million votes. Now, and it's absurd. And of course, if he is the candidate, he will lose by 14 million votes. but the problem is that you have to be aware that every election is about that. And the election coming up in November, which is for, you know, as you well know, Governor Evers as governor, and the one of the worst Republican senators in the country, Ron Johnson. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that the same voters who voted Donald Trump out of office by 7 million votes across this country. It wasn't nearly that many in Wisconsin, but it was. But it was all across the nation. It was 7 million votes, and it was a majority of Wisconsin. They are not going to elect Donald Trump. I'm telling you, the country is not going to elect Donald Trump.
Joel,
But here's what I do think. Republicans don't care if they win a majority. They don't care because they are a minority party. But here's what they want to do. They want to throw out the votes in Wisconsin that vote against their candidate. And you still got crazy people, corrupt people, people who get up and lie in public, like Michael Gabelman, who will tell them he didn't win Wisconsin, Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't win Wisconsin. That was the only people who, and if we throw out all the votes from the corrupt, lying people who tried to steal the election, Donald Trump doesn't say he narrowly lost the election. He says he won it by a landslide. So they're going to need to throw out most of the votes in order to produce a landslide for Donald Trump. they're going to have to throw out just millions of people who voted for Joe Biden. And in Wisconsin, they're going to have to throw out hundreds of thousands of them. And in fact, their congressmen are perfectly willing to do that. And their legislators are perfectly willing to do that. You know, you had in Wisconsin 10 Republicans, including the chairman of the Republican Party, who met in the Capitol. They had to break in because the state Capitol was closed for the pandemic at that time. They met in the Capitol on the same day that that Wisconsin's electors met by under the Constitution of the United States to declare that Joe Biden had won Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for president. 10 Republicans met in the Capitol and voted that they had been that Donald Trump had won the election and that they were the electors from Wisconsin, not the ones that voted for Joe Biden. And they actually signed fraudulent documents and sent them, these Republicans sent fraudulent documents to the United States Senate and to the National Archives, which is where the official records of the federal government are kept, declaring that they had been elected by the people of Wisconsin to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump instead of for Joe Biden. Now, all 10 of those people who signed fraudulent documents lying to the federal government should be prosecuted. That is against law. But it hasn't happened yet, has it? You haven't heard about any of those 10 Republicans being prosecuted. Actually, one of them just lost her election. She was an older woman in northern Wisconsin.
Well, Joe, they're not going to be prosecuted because Republicans control the Supreme Court and they control the legislature. So,
yes. Yep. You got that. So if they're not the fact is there is no case that's before the Supreme Court. But I'm with you. I do not trust that the Supreme Court might make an honest ruling if it does ever reach the Supreme Court. But we cannot expect the U.S. Supreme Court with three Trump appointees on it to make an honest legal decision anymore. We really can't. And we're going to see that over the next, God knows, 10 years. We don't know how long there's going to be a right-wing majority on the Supreme Court that will no longer follow the Constitution. If they can throw out Roe versus Wade, which has been a constitutional right for 50 years, half a century, if they can throw that out just because they don't like it and they want, abortion to be outlawed in America, even though women have had a constitutional right to decide for themselves whether they want to give birth when they become pregnant.
Joe, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back, we got a couple of minutes yet. I want to say this, Joel. We talk about constantly what the Republicans have done and what they're going to be doing and all the votes, seven million votes, but that more votes that Biden got than Donald Trump. But doesn't this come into play? People right now dealing with the gas prices, the inflation, the war, all of these things that are happening right now while Joe Biden is the president. So it's been a little over a year, but they're blaming him for all of these things. And there are people who voted for him the first time around who were independents, who... You aren't concerned that many of them now, based on what is happening may turn around and vote the other way, even though it's the devil and Donald Trump, because they, things have changed in their lives?
The problem isn't an election that Donald Trump is involved in, because I don't believe he's a loser.
He's a loser
and a liar. But I'm worried about every other election. Now that we know that the Republican Party no longer supports American democracy, it really doesn't. Not only, good God, in this war, it doesn't even support Joe Biden and the rest of the world against Vladimir Putin. You actually have idiots who are listening to Tucker Carlson proudly proclaim every night on Fox News that he's for Putin. And that's where they get much of their thinking, that side. So if you know that the Republican Party doesn't support democracy and doesn't even support Joe Biden against Vladimir Putin, now that is not a majority opinion in this country. I know that. That 1% of Americans will tell Gallup in Gallup polls that they will say right out loud they support Putin. But as a matter of fact, 99% of Americans, including Republicans, do not support Putin. Now Donald Trump does. He still says he's a genius.
Hey Joe, hold the thought, Joe. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning Joe McNally. So all of that having been said, and people knowing who and what Donald Trump is, and the fact that, with all of the things that you see that this man has done, he's basically been running criminal enterprises, and all the information that's out on Donald Trump, you would think that there would be no way Republicans would want to be connected to him. Yet they still have to go down and kiss his ring. You would think they would get as far away from Donald Trump as they possibly could. Yet they can't wait to go down to Mar-a-Lago and do whatever it is that they have to do down there. And as you stated, he's still leading the pack when we're talking about Republicans.
Yeah, and it's just as unbelievable to me. But the reason it's unbelievable to me is unsustainable. It cannot continue. The truth of the matter is, the majority of people in this country are decent people. They really are. And the ugly and the worst among them, who are showing themselves every day as the supporters of the Republican Party, who really do want to destroy democracy, they are the people who were there
at
the Capitol,
right,
on January 6th. They were the ones when I go to the Capitol, I cannot help but be in awe. If you walk in that dome and look up, you have to be in awe. And to think that there were people in that building smearing their own excrement on the walls. Jesus Christ, what kind of a country is this? That's all I can say. What kind of a country and what kind of people would do that? Even if you leave out the violence and the busting up of furniture, and what kind of people are those, and who would want to ever be associated with those people? And all I have to say about elections is every election right now is about that. every election, because you're right. If you look at this election as a choice, if you look at every election as a choice, that is who they are. And if that's what you choose, I don't want anything to do with you, but I know there's nothing I can do about you. But because I know that the majority of people in this country are not that, you have to vote against everyone who is that. And right now, all those people you're describing, Earl, who go down to Mar-a-Lago and suck up to a crazy old man who may actually believe he won that last election. He has lied so constantly throughout his life, he no longer knows what the truth is. He no longer knows what reality is. But everyone else does. Every sentient person does. So if you want to associate with that group, okay. But don't, what you can't do is vote against the decent people on the other side who pay attention and try to do the right thing. So all I can ask any voter in every election is to make that decision.
So, Joe,
which side are you on?
I know, but Joe, my point is, he was elected. He was the same guy he is now when he wound up winning the election, and he was president for 4 years, and we got to see who and what he is, and yet there are still people in this country, in leadership, as well as other places, who still think he's a viable option for president of the United States. The worst man in the history of this nation to serve as president of the United States. And we've had some bad ones, but never to the degree of this man.
True enough. And that's why I declare... He cannot win an election, but it doesn't matter if you vote for anyone who refuses to take a stand against that.
Right.
So that's what every election needs to be about. If the Republican Party does not support American democracy, American decency, then it cannot be an American political party. And it shouldn't be. And it should never win another election. Now, we know that they have carved out little ways that they can win congressional elections, and that's why they're so confident that they're going to win Congress in November. But because they have corrupted it so much through gerrymandering that actually Democrats in Wisconsin would have to win more than 60 or 70% of the votes statewide in order to change that legislature. So it's very unlikely that you will ever be able to elect a Democratic legislature for the next 10 years, because every 10 years is when they do that illegal carving.
Hey, Joe, they still control 30% of the state houses. I mean, 30 of the state houses in this country.
Yes, they do.
So that tells me, Joe, that they've got people who believe in them.
Yes, they do. But here's some good news, and it just came, you know, in 2020. Georgia and Arizona, yeah, two states that had not voted for Democratic senators for decades. In Georgia, they elected two of them. And one of them is on the ballot again.
Yeah, Warnock.
This November.
Yeah, Warnock.
Right. Warnock.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's running again. He's running for a full term because he was filling out an unfulfilled term. He is on the ballot with Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor again, who the last time she ran against the same governor, You know, he was also the Secretary of State running his own election, who purged the voting rolls of many of her voters, and Stacey Abrams knows how to organize statewide in Georgia, anyone who supports that election needs to send money down there.
Even with that victory in Georgia. Again, 30 other states Republicans control, and that's not going to change overnight. They have gotten it into this position of leadership and power, and so you just look at what these people are doing, and I know you're an optimist, but in my lifetime we won't see that change.
In our lifetime, I certainly believe we can change electorate and we can change presidential elections.
Right, but I'm talking about
the problem. We have to get voters out in all the unpresidential elections as well.
Right, you know, and I guess the question becomes, Joe. Oh, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. Joe McNally. We'll be right back.
Sitting on a darker bay, wasting time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, all of this, and one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on is I'm watching all these things just like you are. And I know things are not getting better. You know, when we were together at a different radio station, you think about just how, you know, good things were in this country for a lot of people. And now you look now at where we are. And I can tell you, Joel, it's hard to see all of the sunlight when people are in such dire situations, and it's almost as if our nation is not really focusing on other of our countrymen and women who are struggling, and that number is getting wider and wider and wider, Joel. And to his credit, Joe Biden with the Build Back Better plan would have addressed many of those things that we are talking, that I'm talking about. So it was destroyed.
In at least one case, they did directly. People have already started to forget that one of the important pieces of legislation that Joe Biden passed in his first
infrastructure
year.
Infrastructure bill.
No, I'm talking about one that we then let the Republicans take away. And it was called the child tax credit.
Yes.
The child tax credit in this country for a year was giving families
hope.
In this country
yes
hope. It actually every single family, not just families in poverty. But families, every family, because there are expenses connected to raising children. We say we're pro-family and we're in favor of family values, but Joe Biden put some money behind that.
Right.
By, in fact, creating a child tax credit that if you were raising a family, unless you were extremely wealthy, because they had to exclude the very wealthy who really don't need any more help. Believe me, they have so many advantages in this country that it's ridiculous. The white supremacy does rule, no question about that. But But in fact, most families just have extra expenses that no one else is facing. And this child tax credit did that.
That's right.
There was a monthly check that went to families in this country. And the Republicans refused to extend it for a second year. And that is why it no longer exists. But that was one of the most important pieces of legislation that Joe Biden passed. And in fact, if the Republicans can ever get control beyond Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema in the Senate, it will pass as long as the Democrats continue to hold on to Congress. But we know that after November, they may not have the control of Congress anymore. So we need to control, to have enough Republicans defeated in the Senate in order to get it passed beyond Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema by the Democrats. But if that could happen, and people in Wisconsin have a great opportunity to add one more Democratic Senate seat in November by getting rid of the most embarrassing national embarrassment that is in the Senate, Ron Johnson.
You know, Joe, you talked about, you know, that bill that helped people. That didn't just help Democrats. The people who struggle financially in this society.
Family.
Yes. They're not just Democrats. And in all these other states that Republicans are in control of, there are people struggling and suffering in those states, and they ignore that.
And you know what? Mitt Romney had a family tax plan himself that he sponsored in the Senate. And you know how he argued that it should pass? He said, this is an anti-abortion bill. One of the reasons why families, when they, you know, have so many children they can't take care of them, one of the reasons it promotes abortion is you just can't afford another child. And he argued it was an anti-abortion bill. That families in this country need help, and they do. And Joe Biden actually had the legislation passed for 1 year, and Republicans refused to extend it.
You know, Joe, what you just articulated, families in this nation need help. These are American citizens, and they're not, you know, from some other planet. They're Americans.
Yeah.
And so I have never understood why we have people who are so opposed to people who struggle. It's not easy in this society. It's really not. And so people who don't know how to navigate it or who struggle, it becomes more and more difficult every year to be successful in this nation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. It was easier when you and I were younger because industry was in this nation and people could go and work a middle-class job. You know, work in industry.
Those jobs aren't in America anymore. Those jobs.
I know.
We've allowed companies to go wherever the labor is the cheapest. And in fact, it's so cheap that it's inhumane. So cheap that it employs children. So cheap that people can work all day and still barely survive. You know, that's the whole point of destroying unions in this country.
Yes.
Because we don't want people to continue to raise their pay and cost the government more money. Cost the corporations more money to cut into their profits. The profits right now, you're talking about all the economic struggles people have had in America. It's because for decades, wages for working people have basically been stagnant. They have not increased. about the wealth of the people who own those companies and own those corporations that they work for, they have certainly soared. There are more millionaires and billionaires in America today than there were when we were coming up, Earl. I hate to break that to you.
No, I'm aware of that. You know, Joe, what makes it so unacceptable is that we see these things. We saw the middle class destroyed by design. It was by design. And then people who come after us, who didn't get the same opportunities that we had, those people are going to do whatever it takes to survive, and it creates a criminal environment. And so instead of doing what Joe Biden was attempting to do, what the other side says is we need more law enforcement. Let's put the money into law enforcement. It just makes no sense, Joe.
That is so crazy, because in fact it's creating crime.
Yes.
You know, if we can keep people out of prison instead of putting them in, there would be less crime. really would be. I mean, prisons are breeding grounds for crime. They are breeding grounds for people to learn how to survive corruptly. If you can't survive legitimately, and they make people angry, they make people feel they've been treated like exactly they're being treated, and ready to do anything to survive. And that leads to something ugly on the other side.
You know, Joel,
if you never do anything to make those people more employable, they never will be employable.
You know, Joel, and in this city, where you spent so many years of your life, and we didn't have what we have now, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but these other comparable cities where death is around every corner, and people who struggle and don't know how to survive in a society like this rely on the lowest common denominator, self-preservation. And we can't, as a society, figure that out, that when the opportunities were there, we didn't have that. You and I lived at a time when we didn't have that. And yet we have it in abundance, and the answer seems to be, again, lock them up, throw away the key.
Oh, but also make sure they can get guns anytime they want.
Oh, yeah, that's the other part of it. You know, I was talking last week or week before last about the ghost gun that Joe Biden is attempting to do away with, and nobody can explain to me how it makes sense, Joe, that you can buy guns that are manufactured without serial numbers.
Well,
yeah, I know, but I mean, come on. I know, but that, come on.
And you know what? Our kids know that.
Yes.
You know, our kids are so much smarter than we are. And the kids of the most ignorant people on the face of the earth are so much smarter than they are. That's why they want to destroy public education. That's why they are really out attacking teachers and trying to take books out of their library. And the whole problem is they know their kids hate them. They know their kids consider them stupid, and they blame it on the teachers, because if their kids didn't learn about all these things, their kids would love them and admire them and think they were the greatest.
Hey Joe, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. All right, Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guess is the eternal optimist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, I need you now to be that eternal optimist in the last few minutes of the show, because I'm seeing all of these things that you have been talking about the last hour and 40 minutes or so we've been talking about. And I've been seeing it, and I'm watching it, you know, in the community in which I live, and I'm watching it even in my own family, and I'm watching all of these things that are not good, and I'm trying to see that this is going to not last. But it just seems to be getting worse, because again, the opportunity when the Democrats had control, and we were all celebrating and really were expecting to see the changes that all of us have been clamoring for in this country for a long time, and it slipped through our fingers. And my problem is that, you know, people have blamed Joe Biden for this, and it may wind up costing, you know, Democrats, you know, the House and possibly the Senate, when it's not Joe Biden's fault. You know, yeah. The fact that he couldn't get his plan through, clearly Republicans 100% said no on the Senate level, even though those things would have benefited Build Back Better, would have benefited Republican people who struggle on a daily basis in their states. But Christian Sinema and the, I can't think of his name, those folk were able to,
Joe Manchin,
they were able to put a monkey wrench into all of it, Joel. And had it not been for those two people, we wouldn't be talking about this now.
Yeah. I can't convince you that things are great. I wouldn't try.
No.
But let me tell you. You keep saying, you know, that I am an eternal optimist. And to me, that is a conscious decision that I'm making all the time, because to me, there are only two choices.
Optimism or pessimism?
It's not quite that, because to me, the choices are you fight for what's right, or you let the other side win. I know you don't want to let the other side win. So here's all I can say to you, which is, you and I, for the rest of our lives, will be doing what we believe is fighting for what's right.
That's correct.
And to me, that itself is satisfying, because I believe that if I did what you suggest that it's easy to fall into, became so depressed with the things I see going on right now, and I am depressed by it, there's no question about that. I was one of those people who believed that Donald Trump could not be elected. Now that I was proven absolutely 100% wrong, right? Because it happened.
Right.
I did not believe that could happen in America. I knew America wasn't as bad as many people thought it was, but I thought that it was better than that, I still believe it's better than that, and I still believe that there are more decent people than there are ugly people. But what is the problem is the ugly people have been given a voice, and they were so happy to get it. Boy, were they happy to get it. That is why they were so enthusiastic about what to you and I is just one of the real terrible people among us. This isn't just a guy who was a bad president. This is a guy who was a bad person. This was a terrible person. This was one of the worst people we have known in our lives.
Yes.
This was just a person who is not, he runs on anger and hatred and racism and violence and violent rhetoric about anyone who dares to criticize him. He runs on the worst elements that exist in humankind. He really does. It motivates everything he does. And there are, we know that there are many people out there like that. But we have never lived anywhere where they have been the majority. They have never been the majority. They have always been the ugliest people among us. And the only thing we can do is fight the ugliest people among us. The only thing, and we give up for 1 minute. If we give up our decency for 1 minute and let them control everything they would like to control, shame on us. We don't have any other choice but to oppose that and to be who we are and to be the decent people we are. To me, that is one of the most disappointing things I can say about religion, because the fact that many of the people who support the ugliest things going on in America right now consider themselves to be devout Christians, it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart that religion has become that debased in this country. When Donald Trump got elected, I actually tried to do what Barack Obama said we all should do. Try to talk to someone who voted for Trump and try to understand them and what motivated that. And I found it simply impossible to do. There was a lifelong friend who I grew up with who said, I just want to have a conversation. He lives in Georgia right now. I live in Virginia right now. I said, I want to try to understand how you could do that. I knew he thought he was he believed himself to be a devout Christian. And I said, surely, because I really do believe that. I believe Jesus Christ was actually a socialist. and he was on the side of all the people that I'm on the side of.
Right.
But it didn't happen. It couldn't happen. We could never have that dialogue, because as we tried, and we did it by email, of course, back and forth, as we tried, he would never admit that he would ever vote for a racist. And to me, he was doing it. He was and he continued to support the man when he made it clear that he was a racist. When he used all the racist cliches from our childhood of decades ago about how black people ought to go back where they came from when they were born in America, and there are Americans who believe in democracy and believe in the right to vote and the right for all men to be men and women to be created equal. So we can never have that conversation. But we all can get together who believe that for real, instead of claiming that you're a Christian, but then vote for people who are the most unchristian people in the face.
Hey, Joe, it's been great as always. I really appreciate it. I got to reach back out to you. We've got to go. Tell the wife I said hello, and we'll talk soon. All right, we got to go. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.